constitutional law. And the sheriffs across this state have stood up and said that they will not enforce an unconstitutional law. I want a government that stands with its back to me holding a shield, not looks at me holding a sword. I want all of you to join me and repeat after me. A well-regulated militia, comma. Being necessary to the security of a free state, comma.
Being necessary to the security of a free state, comma.
The right of the people to keep and bear arms, comma.
The right of the people to keep and bear arms, comma.
Shall not be infringed.
Shall not be infringed.
Period.
Period.
Shall not be infringed.
Shall not be infringed.
Shall not be infringed. Period. Hey. Somebody wants to add an exclamation point. It wasn't there, but I'm okay with that. This Marine will never give an inch on protecting your liberties. Not today, not tomorrow, not ever. And I ask all of you to stand up, to come out here when we ask you, when we need you, and to show up at these rallies and to tell them we're not going to allow you to pass unconstitutional laws and expect us to stand there and not say we're going to nullify them. Now, we've put in some good bills this year. We got three bills for mental health that say, why don't you attack the problems that SB 281 was supposed to take care of and keep people who have mental health problems from accessing firearms? We put in three amendments and they wouldn't even vote on those. We also have the amendment that says bad guys with guns, as a former Baltimore police chief used to be fond of referring to them, should not be able to use firearms and then escape punishment. We have a bill that says use a firearm in the commission of a crime, no good time credits, no parole, no probation, serve the time you're given. Yeah. Why is it that every single piece of legislation that is passed tries to make a criminal out of the law-abiding citizens like you and doesn't bother to punish the people who are actually out there committing the crimes? Yeah. Yeah. We also have legislation in that would say, this is amazing. You go to the state police and you say, I need an external safety lock for my firearm. And they give you one for free. And the state of Maryland says, you may not consider that to be an external safety lock. Is that ridiculous? But that's the kind of thing that happens when you have people who don't know about firearms legislating about firearms, and we should not have that.
Yeah.
I still have not seen that high-capacity revolver they were talking about yet. We also have another bill that is simple. I got a chance to speak with the governor last year, and I sat with him in his office. And when I was explaining to him the problems that he had with the state police setting up this system and getting all your information and making it available to everybody, he looked at me and said, you know, there ought to be a way we could do this electronically. And I said, Governor, there is. It's called the NICS system.
Yeah.
And I explained to him how Maryland does it wrong by using the state police and others. It takes 120 days, yet you could sit down and go to Pennsylvania and get it done in 7 seconds. So we put a bill in to bring Maryland into the 21st century and says that we're going to have at the point of sale when you should be able to do your background check and get it done in 7 seconds and not 120 days, because that is an infringement. Yeah. The HQL licenses, I just got mine, are nothing more than a registration system. The HQL license, if it was not registration system, I, as a licensed, a certified instructor with the NRA, and I have a permit to carry, you might think that since I can sit down and teach a police officer how to use the firearm, and they don't need the HQL, that I might not need the HQL since I was teaching them. But according to what the interpretation is by the state police, we now have to get, if you're a certified instructor, an HQL license. That is a registration. That is not a system to make sure that people safely can handle firearms. So we're putting in a bill to say, if you've got a permit to carry or you're a certified instructor, you don't need that HQL. We also say, let's get rid of ballistic fingerprinting. It's about 10 years ago, I put in a bill, so let's take out the money. We took out the money. Then we put in a bill next year, says let's take out the people. We took out the people. And then I was sitting up there to finally get rid of the name ballistic fingerprinting and the requirement that anybody who wants to ship a firearm in the state of Maryland has to send 2 spent rounds. And the state police come over and whispered in my ear and said, we now believe in ballistic fingerprinting. We have a new governor.